Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Spies of No Country by journalist Maddie Friedman revisits the shadowy years when Israel was not yet a state and its intelligence services did not yet exist in their modern form. Centering on a small group of Jewish and Zionist operatives working in Beirut during the final years of the British Mandate, the book explores how a pre-state underground network gathered information, moved people and money, and navigated a region in upheaval. Friedman frames these agents not as glamorous super spies, but as improvisers shaped by languages, local identities, and the shifting politics of the Middle East. Their work foreshadows the later creation of the Mossad and other Israeli security organizations, while also revealing how early intelligence efforts were intertwined with immigration, diplomacy, and survival. The result is a historical narrative that connects personal stories, regional history, and the origins of an intelligence culture that would later become famous worldwide. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a Beirut listening post, before Israel existed. A central theme is the idea that intelligence institutions are often born from necessity before they are formalized. The book highlights Beirut as an unlikely but strategic hub for Jewish operatives in the 1940s, when the future of the region was being negotiated and contested. From this vantage point, agents could observe Arab politics, track British and French influence, and monitor the regional response to Zionist ambitions and Jewish immigration. The importance of place is not merely geographic. Beirut offered cosmopolitan cover, access to ports and routes, and proximity to neighboring states, enabling a small network to function with outsized impact. Friedman uses this setting to show how pre-state intelligence work blended into ordinary urban life, relying on social connections, commerce, and careful attention to detail rather than advanced technology. The topic also underscores the fragility of the operation, a handful of individuals operating under constant risk, uncertain backing, and shifting loyalties. By grounding the narrative in one city, the book makes the birth of Israeli intelligence feel less like a top-down creation and more like an emergent system assembled from ad hoc initiatives and local opportunities. Secondly, the human tools of espionage language, identity, and passing. Another important topic is how intelligence success depended on human capabilities that cannot be manufactured quickly. Fluency, cultural literacy, and the ability to move between identities. The agents at the heart of the story could navigate Arabic-speaking environments and blend into surrounding societies in ways that later became harder as borders hardened and national identities solidified. Friedman emphasizes that the most valuable assets were often not gadgets or secret codes, but people who understood neighborhoods, dialects, customs, and the informal networks through which information travels. This creates a more realistic picture of espionage as a craft rooted in relationships and perception. The book also raises questions about belonging. Some operatives had backgrounds that made their identities complex, allowing them to pass in different contexts while still being tied to the Zionist project. That ambiguity could be a strength operationally, yet personally costly, demanding constant self-monitoring and compartmentalization. By focusing on these human tools, the narrative explains how early intelligence work in the Middle East relied on proximity and familiarity, and how the later myth of the invincible spy can obscure the vulnerability and improvisation that defined the founding generation. Thirdly, from underground networks to institutions. The book traces a shift from loosely connected clandestine efforts toward the more recognizable structures that would become the Mossad and Israel broader security establishment. This topic is less about official founding dates and more about the gradual consolidation of methods, priorities, and bureaucratic memory. Early operations were often driven by immediate needs, such as gathering political intelligence, supporting immigration, and preparing for conflict. Over time, the same practices demanded coordination, leadership, and standardized tradecraft, pushing the underground toward institutional form. Friedman's account illustrates how organizations inherit the habits and assumptions of their founders, including what they consider urgent, what risks they tolerate, and which regions they prioritize. It also shows how politics and competing agendas shape intelligence. Multiple groups and leaders may share goals while disagreeing on tactics or on the moral boundaries of clandestine action. The transition to a formal service required not just personnel, but also narratives that justified secrecy and centralized authority. By detailing this evolution through specific operatives and missions, the book helps readers understand the Mossad not as an inevitable creation, but as a product of contingent decisions, regional pressures, and the lived experience of a small cadre that learned by doing. Fourthly, intelligence as survival, not spectacle. A key takeaway is the distance between real intelligence work and the cinematic version that dominates popular culture. Friedman presents espionage as a practical response to existential uncertainty during the late Mandate period and the wars surrounding Israel establishment. information was needed to anticipate threats, understand adversaries, and navigate alliances, but also to support broader national goals such as state building and the movement of people. This framing clarifies that the early operatives were not chasing adventure. They were managing fear, scarcity, and constant unpredictability, where one mistake could end a network or cost lives. The work involved patience, routine, and careful judgment under ambiguous conditions, not constant action. The book also highlights the emotional toll isolation, secrecy from friends and family, and the moral weight of decisions made in the shadows. By emphasizing the unglamorous reality, the narrative invites readers to rethink what competence looks like in covert settings. Success may mean staying unnoticed, preserving a fragile cover, or choosing restraint. This topic helps explain why the early culture of Israeli intelligence emphasized adaptability, pragmatism, and a willingness to operate without recognition, traits that later contributed to the service's formidable reputation. Lastly, a regional history told through hidden lives. Beyond intelligence history, the book offers a lens on the Middle East during a formative period, using individual stories to illuminate broader political transformations. Through the experiences of agents operating among Arab societies, readers see a region where colonial influence, emerging nationalism, and communal tensions intersected in complex ways. This approach challenges simplified narratives by showing how identities and alliances were fluid, and how everyday life continued amid high-stakes politics. The clandestine perspective reveals information that official channels might miss: rumors, local sentiment, factional rivalries, and the personal motives that drive political actors. Friedman's narrative style, grounded in reported history, underscores how much of state formation happens in informal spaces, through intermediaries and networks rather than formal declarations. The operatives become guides to understanding how the future Israel related to its neighbors before open conflict hardened perceptions. The topic also suggests the limits of intelligence. Even with skilled agents and good access, the region remained unpredictable, and decisions were made under uncertainty. By integrating the human scale with the geopolitical scale, the book becomes not only an account of secret operations, but also a study of how history is shaped by people whose names rarely appear in public records. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in modern Middle Eastern history, the origins of Israeli statehood, and the realities of intelligence work beyond the usual myths. It will also appeal to those who like narrative nonfiction that uses individual lives to explain larger political shifts, as well as readers curious about how institutions such as the Mossad emerge from informal networks and urgent needs. The practical benefit is a clearer understanding of how information, language skills, and human relationships shape national outcomes, and why early choices in chaotic moments can echo for decades. It can also deepen a reader's media literacy by separating real tradecraft from entertainment stereotypes, making it easier to interpret contemporary headlines about espionage and regional conflict. Compared to many books that focus on later high-profile Mossad operations, Friedman's work stands out by concentrating on the lesser-known prehistory and by emphasizing cultural context and character-driven storytelling. That combination offers both historical insight and narrative momentum, making it a worthwhile purchase for anyone seeking a more grounded, origin-level view of Israeli intelligence and its formative environment. If you would like to support Maddie Friedman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.